やっぱり思った通り、なんだか犬みたい。
In the immediate wake of its first season finale, Chained Soldier has confirmed the production of a second season, revealing a teaser video. The release date, while not announced, will likely premiere sometime after the winter of 2025. Season 1 follows the high school student Yuki, who is transported to the world of Mato, where he encounters Kyoka, the 7th unit chief of the Anti-Demon Corps, and becomes a slave, gaining fantastic powers as he undergoes a strange transformation. Hoping to prove himself a hero, Yuki bravely fights against the dangerous Shuki that live in Mato and encounters many other perils and surprises along the way. In the final arc, Yuki is abducted by the humanoid Shuki that resembles his sister, Aoba. He is taken to the humanoid Shuki's village where he learns more about them and their grievances with the Anti-Demon Corps and further the mysterious Ommyo Agency. Meanwhile, the 7th and 6th units launch a rescue mission to retrieve Yuki, and after they meet and start to get along, Aoba decides to make a difficult decision. While grateful to Yuki and Kyoka, she remains distrustful of the Demon Defense Force due to their shady practices. Aoba agrees to help them find a cure for the Shuki transformation, but on her own terms, forming a temporary alliance. Season 1's final obstacle is the monstrous Unihorn. Kyoka, fueled by vengeance for her fallen comrades, unleashes a powerful attack that obliterates the beast. However, the victory reveals a strange orange core within the Unihorn, hinting at a deeper threat. Shikoku, the mastermind behind the Shuki threat, captures Naon and Koku, leaving the details shrouded in mystery. Determined to change the system from within, Kyoka sets her sights on becoming the next Supreme Commander. This would allow her to dismantle the shady operations and hopefully find a cure for the Shuki infection. With a bittersweet goodbye to Aoba, Yuki throws himself into training under Kyoka's harsh but effective methods. The final episode ends with them heading out on a new mission, leaving the audience eager for the next season to see if Kyoka achieves her goal and how they'll confront the lingering mysteries like the Orange Core and Shikoku's grand scheme. Season 2 will continue on from the big battle. After the 7th and 6th units encounter with the 8 Thunder Gods, the Anti-Demon Corps commander, Ren, calls a meeting of the chiefs to discuss the escalating problem. Yuki accompanies Kyoka to the meeting, and Ren takes a noticeable interest in him. Thanks to Ren and the 8 Thunder Gods, the Anti-Demon Corps and the humanoid Shuki survive. Since the 8 Thunder Gods' reason for interrupting the battle was to just wreak havoc before capturing Aoba's comrades and leaving, thus setting the stage for Season 2. Of course, like the harem this is turning out to be, we will get to see more heroines get introduced, including the promiscuous chief of the 5th unit, Yakumo Ezo, so fans of Season 1 can look forward to a lot more fan service. Apart from the ecchi nature of the show, the whole anime unfortunately is a bad version of the manga, from the pacing to the CGI. A lot of stuff could have been done much better, and with how fast the season 2 was announced, it's unlikely that this will see a significant improvement. But nevertheless, fans can certainly hope for some more craziness and fan service in the upcoming season 2.